Welcome to the first edition of the new Wahoo Central podcast. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com. And my guest today is Steve Swanson, head coach of the UVA women's soccer team, which plays St. Francis of Pennsylvania in the first round of the NCAA tournament. The game is at Klockner Stadium, where the Hoos are 14-0 this season. Steve, thanks for making the long trip down from your office to the studio. November is a huge month in your sport, obviously. What's this time of year like for you? Are there enough hours in the day for everything you need to do?
Just enough. Not really. A lot of preparation goes into the postseason, and then you can imagine from, I think it, hopefully it's a little bit less for the players because they've been going since January, so for them, it's a matter of making sure they're recovered and ready for these games. For the staff, it's a lot different. I mean, we're watching a lot of video. We're trying to, some of these teams that we, especially this game against St. Francis, you haven't seen them much, so you have to kind of acquaint yourself with them. So it takes a lot of time to do that. And then you're continually trying to prepare your team. So, and you're trying to do all the other things to keep the office going. So it's a busy time for sure.
This is your 14th season at Virginia. You've been to the NCAA tournament every year, but this is the first time as a number one seed. You play in an absolutely brutal league. ACC has 8 teams in the tournament, yet you finish the regular season with an unbeaten record. What has made this group so special?
Well, I think the biggest thing for us is how well they fit together in terms of the pieces of our team. There's a lot of complementary players. They have a great chemistry amongst themselves. And I think the understanding that they have within each other, the trust they have amongst themselves on the field, combine that with their talent, and I think they can put some good performances together against any competition, and we've proven that we can do that this year. So they're just they're a very motivated group, but I think the biggest key to our success has been how well they've played together and stuck together.
Your team won the ACC championship last season. I know every team is different, and in a sense, you start over, from square one every year. But it seems to me that this team, in a lot of ways, has continued what last year's team began. Do you see a common thread between the two teams?
Yes, I do. I think they're a very skillful group. I think they play, like I said, I think they play well together. They're capable of getting goals from a number of places and a variety of ways. But one of the things I think has helped us in terms of looking at our overall our success towards the end of last year and into this year is I think we have some players with good ideas, good creative ideas. And I think when you couple that sort of in an unstructured sport like soccer, it's hard to know what's going to happen. It's not like you can prepare for that as much. And I think that's been helpful for us. We've got the ability to move the ball, but we also have the unpredictability of the ideas of all our players creatively. And I think that's helped us an awful lot.
Did you make a philosophical change or a tactical change last season, late in the year?
We changed our system towards the end of last year, towards the end of the regular season last year, and I thought it suited our team a little bit more. I just got back from the World Cup and spent maybe 3 or 4 weeks with the team, and then after our trip back from Florida, we made a little subtle shift in our shape, and I'm not saying that's the only reason. I think our team really picked up after that in terms of their the way they play together on the field, but I think that helped. I think it put more people in positions of accentuating their strengths, and I think that's helped us, and it's carried over to this season. We haven't changed much in terms of our system from that year, but I think we have a lot of experience, and you can't discount that whether we played at a certain system last year or this year. I think the real impact has been the players and the experienced players that we bring.
Do you look at the World Cup experience as a pivotal time in your coaching tenure? I mean, did you come back? Are you a better coach because of that, a better college coach because of that experience?
Oh, there's no question. And I think that was one of the desires coming, you know, coming into it. I was hopeful that, you know, in taking on another job at this time, that it would help me learn, it helped me grow as a coach, and I could bring that back to the players here at Virginia. I'm like any player, I think, any aspiring player, I certainly want to try to get better as a coach. And I think that environment, coaching at that level, it opened my eyes up to a lot of new things, new ideas. I saw a lot of different things in the international game that certainly helped me here at Virginia. So it was a lot of work, and I'm grateful that Virginia allowed me to do it. And hopefully it's coming back to the program now in a variety of different ways.
You took the team to England in May, I think it was, late May. You were there 10 days, I think. You played some games. You saw other games. Has that experience played a role in the team's success?
I think without a doubt. First of all, it's another 3 weeks of us being together. So I think from our perspective, instead of, having 2 weeks of preseason, we actually had five because we had those 3 weeks together where we could train and then go to England. And then we had the 2 weeks of preseason. So I think it put us further ahead coming into this year. But I also think that it brought us together more as a team. I think any time that you travel overseas and you get in close quarters with everybody, I think it brings your team together. We played three really good games, and they were physical games. They were games that really tested our ability to move the ball. And I think the whole experience really prepared us for the beginning of our preseason and our season. So I felt when we got into our regular season, I felt we were much further along than in other years where we may not have gone on an international trip. And I think we were playing, some teams I think would equate our initial start in the year as mid-season form as opposed to preseason form. And I think that's been helpful for us, especially because we played a couple of really good opponents early in the campaign.
You could play, your team could play as many as four more games at Klöckner if you continue winning. How big an advantage is that?
Well, I think Klöckner gives us an advantage for two reasons. One, it's a outstanding surface, so it allows us to play our style, which is we like to get the ball on the ground and move it. And it's a big field, and I think that's important for us as well. We're used to it. We can, you know, over the collective time of the regular season, we've, you know, you're gaining fitness on it every time you play in it because it's such a big field. So I think there's some advantages there from a performance standpoint on the field. But then there's also the support our fans have given us. And this year in particular, they've always been great, but this year I think they've really gotten behind the team. And I think it's made a huge difference in some of these bigger games down the stretch. And our hope is that it'll continue to make a difference in the postseason here.
How much do college soccer fields vary in size? You mentioned this is a big field. Morgan Bryant said the same thing Monday night after the NCAA field was tournament bracket was announced. Does it vary dramatically from site to site?
It can. It does, certainly in our conference. I think not only in size, but in surface. And it just, there's you know, there's different nuances to all these fields. The good thing about our field and it matches our style. And so if teams, for instance, try to drop back against us, there's enough width where if we move the ball quickly enough, we feel like we can get around teams. If they press us a little higher up the field, there's space in behind. So some venues, it's very difficult if there's only 65 yards wide. It's hard, it's fast, even as if you move the ball quickly to get around them. And so you're left with less options. So for us, I think it's an advantage because we can find different ways, hopefully, to break teams down. And it's a quality surface where you know the ball's going to be true in terms of your passing and that sort of thing.
You were asked a lot late in the regular season if there was pressure on the team as the only unbeaten and untied team in the country. You said you didn't think that was the case. Now you go into the NCAA tournament as a number one seed. Does that bring pressure? You know, does the team feel it has to reach the College Cup or the season will be a disappointment somehow?
Well, I think that you know, the thing about where we are now is we can take confidence from what happened in the regular season, but we can't rely on that. And I think we can take confidence from the performances we've had against the competition we've had. But at the end of the day, it's a new season. We're going to play a good team here this Friday night. And we have to concentrate in that game. And I think the beauty of the tournament and the beauty of soccer is, you know, in this kind of setting is you have to play well. And it doesn't matter what your record is. It doesn't matter what your seed is. You have to perform. And I think our players, the one thing they can do is take confidence that they have performed this year. And I think that can help us. But for us, we've really got the focus on this one game and this one this St. Francis team and work really hard and see if we can recreate some of the performances that we've had. So we're going to need, you know, we're going to need the crowd. We're going to need good performances from all our players. We may need a little luck along the way if we're going to get where we want to go. But that's just the nature of our sport. That's the beauty of it on both sides.
The soccer.
Yeah.
This is 20 straight trips to the NCAA tournament for the UVA women's program. The UVA men's program will run its streak to 33 consecutive years when the NCAA field is announced next week. Well, what's the dynamic between the two teams? Obviously, you share a stadium. Your offices are near George's and his staff.
Well, I think there's a good camaraderie between both programs. I think our players they support each other. I think we do a lot of things similarly, both on and off the field. And I think the respect that both coaching staffs have has been there ever since I've been here. So we respect George, respect his staff. They've had such a good history here, you know. And I think it's for us. It's we want to try to emulate the championships, the consistency. And I think we've been consistent in some ways. But like I said, we also want to make some history that they've done that we haven't done. And so they're a good role model for us in a lot of ways. And I think it's the way every athletic department should be when they have two sports on the men's side and the women's right. side, that they can gain a lot of knowledge from one another. They share a lot of things, and we certainly I can certainly say that about George and his program.
One final question. I know you're a big sports fan. Is there another team here or a particular student athlete that you really enjoy watching play when you're not tied up with your team?
Well, I like them. I'll give you a, I like them all, really. I there's some aspects about each sport that I think is fascinating. I get my, you know, I get my fill of the field hockey and lacrosse because we're right next to each other, so I see them quite a bit. But I really enjoy the wrestling team. I think they've got a great coach, and they do such a they work they're hard workers. Basketball's been terrific. I kind of miss them now that they're not in U-Haul. Both basketballs, football's been terrific to us and been very open. I think one of the neat things about our department that doesn't get broadcast enough is how respectful each program is of one another, and that, you know, some places where I've coached, it's, well, you don't have access to those facilities because those are this team sport. That's never been the case in Virginia, and I think that's what makes this place unique. I think everybody shares. Our kids could go to different academic centers. They could go to different strength rooms, different training rooms, and it's all part of one team, and I think that's what's been neat for me to see since I've been here.
Great. Well, thanks again for stopping by. Good luck Friday night the rest of the way. It's been a pleasure to watch your team this season.
Thanks, Jeff.
And with that, we'll call it a wrap. I'll be back next week with another podcast. In the meantime, be sure to check virginiasports.com for news and stories about Coach Swanson's team and all the others here at UVA. And thanks for listening.